just like you. You'll find more information online at fsrn.org. Louis Reining at WTJU in Charlottesville, Virginia, provides technical support. Shannon Young provides editorial services from Oaxaca, Mexico. Music in today's program is by Axial Ensemble via Jamendo.com. From Tampa, Florida, I'm Nell Abram. Thanks for listening.
This is WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Listen to Free Speech Radio News every Friday at 5 on WEFT Community Radio. At 5:30 each weekday, you can hear a different information program, and on Fridays, we bring you Smile Politely coming up next. Stay with us after that for Hip Hop Express at 6, Blues Live at 8, and Lounge Music and Exotica on the Bachelor Pad at 10.
Listening to Smile Politely Radio. SmilePolitely.com is, of course, the place to go for everything local, including arts, food and drink, music, news, culture, text, blogging, photography, some videos on occasion, much, much more. I'm your host, Sean, and I'm, of course, joined by my co-host in the studio, Rebecca.
Hello.
Our opening track today was, that was Fred Eaglesmith with a track called Can't Dance. You can catch Fred tomorrow the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana for a Saturday afternoon show, 3 p.m. Head on over to the Rose Bowl, which is sure it's going to be a good time and a very intimate place to see any performing artist ever. I'm a big fan. Our guest today is Sarah Simzian of the Land Connection, and you're the manager of the farmer's market that's going on in Champaign as well. Is that correct?
Yes, we have a new farmer's market that's open on Tuesdays from 4 to 7 downtown Champaign.
Well, welcome to WEFT and to Smile Politely Radio.
Thank you very much.
Could you tell us a little bit about the Land Connection before we start talking about the market in particular? What kinds of programs does Land Connection do, and a little bit about its mission?
Sure. So the Land Connection is a nonprofit based here in Champaign that works to train new farmers and train farmers in different types of restorative farming techniques. We also work to help inform the public about where their food is coming from and really help protect the farmland in this area and really just support farmers any way we can. So we've got different kinds of programs like the Farm Beginnings, which is a course that lasts for about a year and trains new farmers on writing business plans. They pair them with mentors to work through the growing season. And we also work on social media marketing skills and everything that would go to building a successful farm business. We also do different kinds of workshops on seed starting, agritourism, organic grain transition, like I said, social media marketing. We've got a Farm Dreams workshop coming up on May 18th over in Bloomington, so not too terribly far, which is a workshop that helps aspiring farmers tour a local farm and learn more about what goes into actually running a farm business. So that's going to be on May 18th at Epiphany Farms in Bloomington.
Well, Land Connection, you guys sound like you're some busy folks over there.
We are. And
I was going to say, moreover, you were mentioning before the show that you're kind of like the kingpin of farmers markets in the area because you're also the associate director of the Urbana's Farmers Market. How did you get into your work with markets? Like, that seems like a very wonderful job in so many ways. I'm very jealous.
It is a great job. It was a little bit by accident, as so many careers end up being. but I started working at the Urbana Market at the Square about 5 years ago as an aide. And then the last 2 years, I've been the assistant working with Natalie Kenny Marquez mm-hmm. there. And so we just help with the operation of the market. I also teach out at Parkland College. So for me, it's been a nice break from the classroom to have to be outside and get to spend time in the fresh air doing something very different. And so it's just helped me learn a lot about the local food scene.
Surrounded by tasty produce.
Yes, it doesn't help. It doesn't hurt gross. That we are the
That's
first
gross.
Ones there.
What is agritourism? I'm curious.
So this is basically kind of running... running your business as a destination to go, your farm as a destination to go visit, so people mm-hmm. can learn about where their food is coming from, what kind of techniques are used, and just learning more about farmers and what
so
they do.
So, would an example of that be something like Prairie Foods Farm?
Exactly. Okay. Yes. So.
Awesome.
So, can you talk a little bit about the development of the new farmers market in Champaign, how the Land Connection decided to, or like kind of how and why the Land Connection decided to open the second market and what the process was like in terms of getting everything in place and having it up and running?
Sure. So the market, I think, kind of started, the idea started kicking around about a year ago, and basically, it was a way of bringing these different farm support activities into the community. So helping people in the community get a sense of what's available and also to support a lot of the new farmers in the area. So because we've been training new farmers, we also we're trying to create a space where it's easy for them to break in and kind of gain foothold in the local food scene. And also our executive director, Kara, kind of missed the evening markets that she used to encounter back when she used to live in California. And so wanted the idea of giving a different option for people who maybe can't make it to the Saturday morning market, either because of travel or kids' activities, or maybe they just want to sleep in.
I have missed the Urbana's Market for that very reason many
exactly.
times.
We see a lot of people racing in about 11:30, so yeah. I know how it goes. And just the idea of having this nice evening market that you can hit on the way home and relax or pick up something interesting, either to cook that night or pick up a few things and then go to have a drink or have something to eat downtown. And so just creates kind of a different atmosphere.
Yeah, it sounds really nice. How was the turnout? The very first one just happened this past Tuesday, correct?
Yes, we had our first market on Tuesday, and it went really, really well. Our estimates were that we had well over 600 people mm-hmm. over 3 hours, and a lot of people who showed up right at the start. So 4 o'clock, we had a pretty decent crowd, which was really nice to see. Mm-hmm. We had lots of families out there. We had a good variety of vendors, and so that really, I think, brought the crowds out. So we had, you know, it's kind of tough early in the season. There's not a lot
right.
of produce.
There's going to be available. Right.
So that's always an issue. But we had a good variety. We had 17 vendors, which is really more than we thought we might even have in the peak season. Mm-hmm. And this is on our first day. So that was really, really encouraging. We had a couple of different cheese vendors. So Prairie Fruits that you mentioned, they were out there with the cheese and gelato. We had Ludwig Creamery, who also had a big long line in front of them. We had a couple of interesting options. So we have a vendor called Sitka Salmon Shares who was out there, and they had, I know it doesn't sound very local, but they had Alaskan salmon. And the reason we brought them in is that, first of all, it's not really something you can get locally. Mm-hmm. So, but it's a really interesting project. So this was kind of, it started out of Knox College, and it was a fundraising activity to support sustainable salmon fishermen in Alaska. And then it's grown into a business, and it does the same thing. It still works to support these harvesters who are really working on sustainable methods. And then they basically import it to other areas that can't get that kind of fish. And we've brought them here. So they were a huge success. I actually have a big, beautiful piece of wild king salmon in my fridge right now that I think I'm going to make tonight. And they are going to be back this Tuesday as well. And they were, big success as well. So yeah, that variety, I think, really, really helped.
So thinking ahead to later in the season, are there, can you talk a little bit more about what kinds of vendors will be joining the Champagne Market, or kind of like the items and things that people will be able to look forward to later in the season?
Sure. So first of all, we're focusing just on food at this market. So everything is going to be, no kinds of crafts and arts, which are a wonderful thing to have at Urbana. But our goal, again, was to help a lot of local farmers break into the scene. So we're also, we are trying to put everyone on kind of an equal footing. So everyone's got either one or two spaces so that we're not kind of dominated by one particular vendor. And so later on in the season, we've got sweet corn lined up, definitely. We've got more and more produce as it starts to come out of the ground. We've got some good strawberries now. I think you had to get there by about 5:30, but we'll have strawberries over the next couple weeks. We've got prairie fruits coming every other week. We have a couple of different bakers there. So we've got Hopscotch and Sugar by Sarah, who do really interesting desserts, and Picara, who does baked goods. We will be adding some flowers this week. We've got Autumn Berry Inspired, who does, who's got really specialized products as well that I think a lot of people are familiar with in the area. And we'll have as many of the local favorites as we can get. So it's just going to get bigger and bigger.
So for the space that the, can you first of all describe where somebody can find the farmers market in Champaign? And then what is the capacity for that space? How many vendors can you fit there?
Okay, so we are in the southern half of the parking lot over at Neal and Main Street, downtown Champaign. So the parking lot in front of CoFusion and the Orpheum, that area. So we're in that kind of southern triangle area where the market will be. And then parking is available in the northern half of the lot. So we've got right now about 34 spaces. We have a little bit of room to squeeze a few other people in if necessary, and that might be necessary, we're hoping. We do have some other meat vendors we're trying to get lined up and some things, so we may fill up pretty soon. We've also got some space set up for performers, so we had live poetry from James Escher this past Tuesday, who would write poems for people on the spot, and then also did a community poem, which we will have a link up to soon, where different people would contribute lines to the poem, but they could only see the line before them. They couldn't see the whole thing. So it's, I haven't seen the finished product yet, but it's going to be interesting. And then we've got space for musicians, jugglers, magicians, anyone who's interested in performing balloon animals. We've got a bubble guy who's interested. So we're hopefully going to have, we've got lots of space for different kinds of performances. And we've also got a community tent that's going to feature a different organization from the area each week. And we'll have different kids' activities as well. Organized by the, or together with the Orpheum, and this week we've got something with the City of Champaign for a seed planting activity for kids. So they're going to plant basil seeds and green bean seeds in little peat pots to take home and have seed packets to promote some of the City of Champaign's new sustainability efforts.
So you've mentioned a few ways that the market in Champaign is sort of distinct from the market in Urbana in terms of, you know, it sounds like it's more kind of, I don't want to say that the Urbana market isn't food focused, but more exclusively food focused or something like that. And then the aspect of kind of like the evening atmosphere. Could you talk a little bit about like if there are other ways you see the Champagne Market as kind of having a distinct identity from the Urbanus Market in terms of the people who you're kind of like seeking out in terms of shoppers or in terms of like experiences that people might have at the Champagne Market that would be different than heading over to Urbana on Saturday morning?
Well, yeah, as we said before, one difference is maybe the morning person versus not so morning person crowd. We also do allow dogs in the market, so that's another area. I think our market isn't quite as busy, and it's also later in the day, so it's not quite as hot, so I think it's probably a better environment for dogs. So it's, yeah, the idea is kind of people on their way home from work, people on their way home from work, people just out kind of relaxing the evening. This is definitely a good market for them, but also it's a good, like I said, we're going to have kids' activities. It'll be a good place for families. We're hoping maybe this would be a nice place for people who have to drop their kids off for whatever practice, sports practice or something, and they need something to fill half an hour. This will be a good place to run over and pick up something nice and fresh for dinner. But we're also working together with the Urbana Market at the Square on different activities. I mean, clearly, we're not enemies. I've infiltrated both camps now.
We're working for both sides, literally.
I am. We're actually co-sponsoring a series of cooking classes together with Common Ground. So they'll take place at Common Ground, and they'll be taught by members of both the Urbana and Champagne markets. The first one's going to start on May 14th, so that's next Thursday, I believe. We definitely have a lot of collaboration between the markets, and the Urbana market it's been a huge support in helping us get this one set up as well.
That's great. So I'm curious to know a bit more about the programs with the Land Connection. For instance, if somebody were to come and say, like, I want to be a farmer, like, what are the steps or what sort of things would they encounter with the Land Connection and getting to being on the farm or having their farm business up and running?
Well, first of all, like I was kind of describing in that Farm Dreams workshop, will help people get a sense of just, you know, getting to a farm and seeing what goes into it, what kind of work is necessary, and what people can expect the experience to be like. Then we've got basically divided into different types of stages to work on different skills. So the business side of it, the actual mechanical side of it. So we've got, for example, a small tractor workshop also coming up soon.
I was going to say, hoping it's a tractor workshop.
When is the tractor
workshop?
There we
go. So Sunday, May 17th, and this is actually going to be over in Decatur. So this is a workshop. This is not my area of expertise, but I think it does sound kind of fun to learn about repair needs, maintenance, how to operate a tractor safely and take care of it. So we've got that kind of aspect available. And then, like we said, the mentoring, so pairing new farmers with someone else who's been around and who knows from experience what they're going to need.
Sure, right.
And then we address the marketing end as well.
Can you talk a little bit, so also thinking in terms of kind of like nurturing farmers, I guess, as it were, can you talk a little bit about the process of recruiting vendors for the Champagne Market and like how do you decide that somebody would be a great vendor to have at the market, and what are the steps in between identifying what you want to see there and kind of getting them all set up and with their stuff ready to go?
Our main focus is on local production. So our goal was to focus on producers who were within 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, except for a few exceptions like the salmon, or we've got Boneyard Coffee, who are working in ingredients or products that we can't find here, but they're still also locally based and working on serving communities in this area. In terms of, for example, if we're looking at bakers or people who do value-added products, we are looking for people who work with local seasonal ingredients, because the goal is to really reflect what gets grown here and what we can find and help people appreciate what it's like to eat food in season, as opposed to getting what we get from the grocery store all year round, which is often not as good, not as flavorful.
And often not local.
And often not local, yes. So not as fresh. I know a lot of people often feel like farmers markets are really expensive and that might be a ripoff, but I feel like it might be a little more expensive, but I know that what I'm buying was often harvested the day before, mm-hmm. or maybe just within a couple of days. And so it can sit in my fridge for a little while and not go bad. So I have more time to use it. And I think that a lot of the things that I'll buy in the grocery store, if I don't get to it right away, I end up throwing it away because it goes bad because it's months and months old. So I really like the, I think that that local or that freshness is worth the added expense. And I also don't really think it's that much more expensive usually.
Right. Of course not.
So, yeah.
So what is, I mean, thinking down the line, like what are some soon to happen? I mean, you've mentioned a number of activities like the cooking classes, the children's seatings. Mm-hmm. That sounds not
You're going to plant the children.
But, I mean, what else is in store just in this season for the farmer's market in Champaign? And also, I mean, like, where do you hope it will go in the distant future? I mean,
so we're definitely hoping, well, we're definitely excited to see it grow. I actually know from just last week, I already have new vendors lined up who were maybe a little hesitant because it's a new market, mm-hmm. and who were very encouraged by the turnout. So we're definitely going to be expanding the variety that we can offer. We are very excited that within the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to start processing link transactions and let people who receive those benefits use them at the market, and not just use the benefits, but also we have been building a fund so that we can double SNAP purchases up to $20 a week. So that's going to let people really expand their food budget and at the same time really be able to buy healthier, fresher food and be supporting their own local farmers at the same time. So we should have that up and running. It's probably not going to happen this week due to equipment difficulties, mm-hmm. but by May 19th, I think we should be up and running.
Nice. And then in the far distant future, what is your like dream for the farmers market?
I know. So a big part of that is that the market is kind of becoming the more public face of the land connection. So we hope that this is going to inspire new people to maybe want to take on either becoming a full-on farmer or just also undertaking more of their own gardening, growing their own food at home. So just learning more about their own. About local food production and what they can grow themselves. And then, like we said, just expand and become a real fixture in the community and mm-hmm. kind of draw together this whole downtown. Because I think there's a lot of interest in local food downtown, mm-hmm. Champaign, I mean, all over Champaign-Urbana. But to really bring all of those together and make and just add to another way to enjoy the community downtown in Champaign.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Sarah. Do you mind mentioning the details of the Champaign Market one more time, where people can find it, when it will be, and what they can look forward to?
Sure. So it's Tuesday afternoons from 4 to 7 p.m. Like I said, it's in the parking lot, which coincidentally is lot M for market, we decided. the parking lot. Perfect. At the corner of Neal and Main Street, downtown Champaign, in front of Cofusion and the Orpheum. And the market, there's parking available either in the north end of the lot or over in the parking garage. All vendors accept cash. A lot of vendors can also run credit cards with a Square on site. And we'll have lots of activities for people from all over the community.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Sarah Simzian of the Land Connection. Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to Smile Politely Radio on WEFT 90.1 FM. You can head on over to smilepolitely.com and check out everything local, from arts, food and drink, news, culture, some sports stuff on occasion, tech stuff, splogging, photography, everything local over there at smilepolitely.com. Stay tuned.
You forgot radical opinions.
Oh, all kinds. I thought that went without saying. I mean, radical opinions all over smilepolitely.com. And some not-so-radical opinions as well. So don't let that scare you away. stay tuned for Hip Hop Express coming up at 6. And to finish us off today, we're going to hear a track called Beaumont Rag by a lovely duo, Billy Strings and Don Julin, off their album Fiddle Tune X. These guys are excellent. And if they ever come through town again, be sure not to miss them. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
All right, check this one out.
Chickens loose, so you're gonna die from indigestion when you eat that stolen chicken pie. Open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates for me. When you hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me. Every bit right in the river, and don't you let old Satan stay your hand. Cause if you fill it up again, it's gonna eat a hole right in your liver, and the gates won't open when you reach that promised land. Open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates for me. When you hear the trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.